Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for, what you really want, your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay! We have a fabulous show for you today. We're dishing all of the latest celebrity news and entertainment gossip. Yes! But before we get started, we gotta jet over to the West Coast and say hello to our family. What's
That's
up,
right.
guys?
What's up,
LA? I am super excited, you guys, because we have our comedian, actress, Sherri Shepherd in the house!
Hey,
we got to go ahead and get started. We're going to be thirst trapping with the stars today. And Andrew Froyen sits down with Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, and the cast of Frozen 2, which I'm excited about because of my little baby.
Oh, PJ.
But first, Sherri girl, I heard you coming in with some hot tea. What's up?
Okay, I just have to say I'm up in arms because there are black actresses like me who are available and ready to work and get cast. Yes. And then there's white actresses like Julia Roberts who are considered for the role of Harriet Tubman.
Yikes.
No.
Say what
no.
now?
What is this?
Okay, no
so,
way.
So the screenwriter of Harriet Tubman, the movie that is out, 25 years ago in a room with studio executives, one of the studio executives suggested Julia Roberts play Harriet Tubman.
Yikes.
Yes, but no.
Yes, and then when it was pointed out, Julia Roberts is in black. Yeah, he said it was so long ago, no one's going to know the difference.
Oh,
gosh.
What
the heck? No one's going to remember that.
Who would ever consider Julia Roberts? I mean, I know she played Erin Brockovich.
Right, but who was a white woman.
That was another white woman.
Hello. A little like, look, I'd love to help you get out from being a slave, and I'd love to help you get through the Underground Railroad, but I just don't know. I don't know how, but I'm going to help you. I think it's going to be great.
Your Julia Roberts is so on point, bro.
Yes. Yes.
But
yeah.
That would have still been wrong.
Who would you have put in it 25 years ago? Because that's when this came up.
Okay.
So you think, but you still have like people like the girl played Jane Pittman, old actress now.
It don't matter.
Yo, 25 years.
Robin,
my grandmother.
What about
Regina King. Regina King.
No.
Jackie could have played Harriet Tubman.
She was real a teenager.
I just like your idea for Jackie. Ooh,
you gonna go on the underground?
We got it.
I kind of feel a little bit bad for Julia Roberts because she had nothing to do with
it. No,
this.
Of course
and
not.
And she probably woke up today and was like, why is Beyonce calling me so mad?
Speaking of casting African-American legends, let's see if the black delegation of Dish Nation agrees with this.
Yeah,
now,
here we go.
A Michael Jackson musical is coming to Broadway, and it shows that Tony nominated Ain't Too Proud star Ephraim Sykes to play the legendary King of Pop. Now, okay. For those who don't know the tale of the tape, he got some stuff under his belt, right? So this show is going to be popping off starting August 13th of 2020. And, I mean, check him out. I think, you know, he might be able to pull off certain
areas. Young Michael, maybe.
Off the wall.
Yeah. I can see it before the change. Like, before it's black, it's white, you know. This will be before
this
when he's
Jackson
black.
This is Jackson 5,
black Michael. That's right.
Yeah, he's just when he was black.
You can maybe even get him up to right when he started recording Thriller. Michael
this
Jackson.
This is pre-Adelaide. Yeah, if you put the chair curl on just right. Yep, that's true. He's got it in the eyes, and he's very talented.
But have you seen his body? I think he's too yoked to play Michael.
Yeah, because Michael's very slender.
Michael is very slender. Like
yeah, that's true. Yeah. He looked like the black dude from Welcome Back, Carter. I don't see Michael Jackson as
Vinny Boom Boom Washington.
No, Lawrence Hilton Jacob.
It was Freddie.
Lawrence Hilton Jacob.
What are you guys talking about? What's that show? What are you guys talking about?
Okay, Welcome,
so young.
Welcome Back, Carter. You too.
At least they got a black guy.
But I like it because, you know what? A Tony Award-winning actor, he can pull off playing Michael Jackson. He can show
even later years.
And he can sing.
Chewie, Welcome Back, Cotter was your Chico and the Man.
What's Chico and the Man?
You know Chico and the Man? Get out of here now!
Ooh, Chewie.
Have fun, Sherry.
Go. You know what? Can somebody bring Chewie a glass of Enfamil right now?
He's a baby.
I was breastfed, Sherry. I was breastfed.
Well, that knowledge didn't come through them titties. Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't no smart milk.
So who should play Michael Jackson?
It was Skim.
I say Julia Roberts.
All right, everybody. Kathy Lee Gifford recently announced that her daughter, Cassidy, she's 26 years old. Yeah. She recently got engaged to her boyfriend, Ben Weirdo.
It's a
tough last name to take, by the
way.
Okay.
Well, Cassidy took to Instagram to share some details about how that engagement went down, and she wrote, "Fiance proposes while I'm face deep in a quesadilla just so he can tell that story forever. And my future sister-in-law, Miss America Brown, sends me a tortilla blanket so that I won't forget it." You know, this story really hits close to home because my wife proposed to me when I was face down in a taco.
It was a fish taco.
In Spanish, we say taco de pescado.
Oh. Why does that sound sexy?
Oh, my God.
I kind of love this, though. I do love that he just did it while they were having a meal, and it wasn't, like, big and flashy.
I think
that it's cute and forever. No, you
chill.
I want to be at the Laker game, and they got the little kiss cam.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That's cute.
Get on one knee and propose. I want it romantic.
You listening, fellas?
Yes, I don't have my wig on. I got all my braids out.
Portia, would you have been okay if Dennis was like, "What do you think?"
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I was like, "Let me just wake up with a ring on my hand." Like,
oh, you didn't even care.
All this to do and to die. Get my damn ring. Okay, guys, it's time for another
Fish Wrapping with the Star.
That's right, and here's one for the ladies, y'all. Actor Luke Evans is best known for roles in The Hobbit and Beauty and the Beast, but he is also a singer and wants you to make sure that you know his debut album, At Last, is out now.
Okay.
He shared this video on Instagram of himself enjoying a cake featuring his album cover. Check it out.
Come on, y'all.
It's thirst trapping, and he didn't even commit to the bit. I mean, if you're going to act like you eat some cake, eat some damn cake. That little bitty piece of cake.
And most people eat cakes with their shirt on.
Yeah.
All right, guys, next is my girl Lizzo, and she posted up this video with the caption,
Pepper is
just dry hot sauce. Check this out.
Oh, my. This girl.
I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Do we have sound? No.
You don't need sound. I guess I don't. What do you need sound?
What are you going to be hearing?
Clap, clap. That's what I wanted to hear.
Is she starting an OnlyFans account?
Pepper is just dry hot sauce.
And you know what? There's nothing dry about me right now.
She was butt naked.
She was trying to bust it wide open.
For real.
That wasn't a thirst trap. That was a thirst clap.
Yeah.
We need Sherry to do this one, Sherry.
It's on Sherry. You, Sherry.
Sherry, it's on you. You got to make it clap.
What you about know? You, Heidi? Yeah. You can, come on.
I can take
clap
me,
it up here,
clap
Heidi.
It up right here.
I come on, Heidi.
Heidi.
All right, girl.
Get up.
There you go.
Yeah, ain't that camera.
There you go. Oh, you already got the move.
Get the camera right
you got
there,
the move. Yes. Go, Heidi. Go, Heidi. Where's our live candy?
Your DM's about to look like a line at the Apollo.
Let's roll.
Not so fast. Slow down.
What are you about to
slow down.
Like she's unplunging the toilet.
You gotta put your head face down,
oh my
ass
God.
Up.
Heidi!
Oh okay? I can't do it. I can't do it.
Get a little more like a twerk or like a seizure.
That was the best thing I ever seen in my entire life.
Oh. That was Lizzo and that was Lezzo right yeah. there.
Yo, Heidi looked like a cat trying to throw up a furball, y'all. That's how Heidi looked.
Yeah. All right, man. So Jamie Foxx and The Weeknd are both living large, and we'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
The holidays mean celebrations with friends, company parties, and family gatherings. So why not look stylish and feel comfortable all season long? Rothy's is the company making beautiful shoes for women and kids out of plastic water bottles. And they are crazy comfortable and fully machine washable, too. Now, Rothy's has quickly grown to be most loved, gotta have them brand. It's really no surprise. They have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. Rothy's flats are perfect for the women in your life who are always on the go and love a good balance of fashion and function. And they make the perfect gift for the holidays. Rothy's always come free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, no reason not to try. I love my camel flat. I literally wear it with everything. Check out the amazing styles and available right now at rothys.com/dish. Go to rothys.com, rothys.com/dish to get your new favorite flats in time for the holidays. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/dish today.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay! Well, y'all, it seems these ballers had an urge to splurge. Okay. First, The Weeknd spent a whopping $25 million on a penthouse in Beverly Hills.
Good googly moogly.
Word is the bachelor pad is about 8,215 square feet.
Oh, that's big.
Has views
that's
of the
big.
City and ocean, expansive ceiling-to-floor windows, jeez. Spacious bedrooms and bathrooms.
Okay.
And then my boy Jamie Foxx was at a hotspot Brooklyn Chop House. Word is he came through with like an entourage of 30 people and showed out, child. He was salsa dancing and he even left a $2,000 tip.
You should have ate at The Weeknd's house.
I mean, $25 million, they should have ate over there because that house should come with a damn living right. chef.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding
and
me?
And a record contract.
Yes.
Is...
I got a question for my Atlanta folks. What can $25 million get you in Atlanta?
We were just talking
Atlanta?
About whole family.
Yeah,
have
right. You can buy Atlanta.
You can buy Atlanta?
A whole palace.
Yeah. $25 million.
Yeah. You will have your own exit. How about that? Porsche's exit. Exit on Porsche.
Right. Yeah, LA, $25 million in Beverly Hills.
There's downtown LA, 700 square feet apartment in downtown Los Angeles, over $3,000 a month.
That's ridiculous.
No,
I mean,
yeah, that's a shoebox.
So this,
but $25 million, dollars, Chewy can rename the Chattahoochee River to Chewahoochee River.
Chewahoochee River.
I got a new way for you to find love, Sherry.
Yes.
And I'm sure all you single people are really going to like this. It's a TV show, and it's called Flirty Dancing.
Okay.
Yes, and the point of the show is to teach two single people half of a dance routine, and they must perform when they meet each other for the first time.
Oh, that's okay.
And hopefully there's a love connection on the dance floor.
That is
I
cute.
Like that.
I used to connect by dancing back in the day in the club.
It literally sounds like going to the club.
The guys in the club who could dance, that turned me on.
The show is coming to the U.S., but a clip from the U.K. version is going viral right now. And two men who meet for the first time and dance together. Take a look.
Ooh.
Sing me your sweet lullaby. I could fall for the sound of your sweet melody. Cause I just need your song, something to sing along when I'm not feeling strong. I need you to sing me your sweet lullaby. Need the sound of your sweet melody. Just sing to me.
Okay. Who did the choreography? That's what
now,
I'm mad
you
about.
Know
know what? Just from that one, 1, 2, 3, 4, you could tell he ain't gonna pay no bills.
Just from
his
that?
Relationship
just from
is
that?
Going down the tubes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just from that?
But based off them dancing for the first time together and how they looked at the end, do you think they did have a love connection based off the look on their face?
I think they had a love connection.
They definitely had a love connection.
But this is a way, and you can tell a person from the way they move.
Absolutely.
And it looked like there was a love connection, but again, I'm going, he's looking at him going, is he going to pay bills? Is he going to work every day?
There is that.
There is one guy that's hotter.
There is a U.S. version coming to Fox this December.
Really? Oh, I want to put my sister on it.
Jenna Dewan is going to be hosting it. Dancer Jenna Dewan.
Channing Tatum's ex-wife.
Yes. How's that, Frank? Go ahead, bro.
Jenna Dewan, the dance. Actually, nice. I was voted best dancer in high school.
You are a good dancer.
You are a good
what?
Dancer.
Doing that for
I was back. I was like the only white kid doing break dancing.
What?
Only,
yeah.
And you still doing that? Like
trying to get some black.
He's doing the robot. Just sitting
down. Frank on Crenshaw. They love Frank on Crenshaw.
They do?
Yeah.
Maybe you can play Michael Jackson.
Maybe I could. Maybe I could.
Don't do it. Michael Jackson.
He ain't playing nobody but Freddie Jackson.
Well, up next, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, and the rest of the cast of Frozen 2. You are not going to want to miss it right after the break. Yep.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Frozen 2 is finally out in theaters, and of course, Andrew Freund got to sit down with Kristen Bell, Idina Menzel, Sterling K. Brown to dish all about it. Check it out.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
It's normal.
Just feel like I'd be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Doing...
Ooh, the bangs are good.
That, like...
By the way, no one's ever discussed the fact that Elsa has a mullet.
So is this
a mullet?
That's a mullet.
Okay, now I actually want to know, how good are you at building a snowman?
Not good.
He's saying
I'm not good.
Good.
I was born and raised in Florida. What experience did I have growing up doing this?
Okay, if I was going to give you two the power to freeze something, what would you like to freeze? If you could go like this and freeze anything.
Yeah.
What would you want to freeze?
Okay, so metaphorically, like not in perpetuity, but just so I could, like, I love to see when my youngest child, either one of them actually,
right, yeah,
laughs really hard. Just like the face, the loss of control and the glee in it, it's just like the head rears back and they twist to the side.
Yep. I would freeze the fat on my tush, okay?
You know, we can actually do that. I think there's a machine that does that.
I'd freeze the moment that you wake up from a nap that you know you don't have to get up from.
Uh-huh.
That in between dream and waking state, I'd freeze that moment.
So okay.
Good.
Frozen, true or false? All you have to say is true or false.
God.
Okay.
Here we go. Did Olaf sing the song In the Summer? Is that one of Olaf's songs?
Is that the name of... Bees are buzzing. Is that it?
I like where
summer.
You're going.
Is it called In the Summer?
Is it called In the Summer?
I don't know. Who has more strands of hair, Rapunzel or Elsa?
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that poster for a second.
Yeah, it feels like a trick question.
It feels like a trick question.
It should be Rapunzel.
So I'm gonna say Elsa.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry I misled you. Because it feels like a trick, I'm gonna say Elsa.
Okay, so we have one for Elsa.
Yeah.
But it...
Or maybe they're tricking me to say that and it's probably Rapunzel.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, she's got a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it also looks like she might have a lot of product in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, look. Those things that are perfectly
waved
on the side,
that's
that doesn't just happen.
No, it doesn't.
They don't do that at dry bar.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say maybe Rapunzel. I'm going to say Rapunzel just because it's obvious.
Who is it?
She's correct.
But yeah.
Good. Yeah, I figured. I outthought myself.
Final thoughts on my wig. What are we thinking here? Should I rock?
It doesn't matter what we're thinking. It only matters what you're feeling. That's the whole message of Frozen 2. I mean, I love it, but that should be disregarded. It's how you feel, baby.
It's a little platinum-y.
Yeah?
You could use some low lights. That's the one thing I'll say.
Okay, some low lights and...
shave the beard.
And shave the beard.
But, you know, it doesn't matter these days. All is
everything is fine. Everything. It's how you feel.
Everything is everything.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this story is about us ladies, Heidi, and our shopping habits. Jeez. And this took place in Target, or I like to call it Target.
Target, of course.
Yes, that is the word, Target.
I love Target.
I call mine Targetto.
Targetto.
Could you go to Target in the ghetto?
Ghetto. Those are the good ones.
Yep.
So Jeremy Tuck and his wife went to Target to shop, and his wife stayed in Target for more than 2 hours.
That's totally doable.
That's not even a lot of time.
I don't think that's that bad.
Not at all. You just got to try out a lot of stuff.
Right.
But her husband went in the parking lot. As he's standing there, he wrote a sign, and the sign said, "Not homeless. Wife in Target. 2+ hours. Please help."
That's I love him.
Now, by the way, what would you guys have done if you saw
him? I'd have picked him up, and we'd have gone out to a sports bar. Right.
Let's go grab a drink.
Like, I'm
You'd
stuck
have took
here.
Pity on him.
I would have taken pity on him.
That's how I see my reality shows, when I go look at the TVs in Target. Because I'm waiting for them to cook some of the little food. You get a little samples.
Right, yes.
Costco.
But I would have told him, I would have said, you knew better. You knew what you was getting when you married her.
Yeah,
don't act like this is something to surprise
you. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if your wife says Target, or she goes, I think I'm going to run to Home Goods, it's going to be
Leave
us alone.
I took my mom to Home Goods once. She bought everything. I bought everything.
Picture frame. Oh, picture frame. Yo. Little Buddha statue.
Elf on the shelf. No.
Pillows.
Black Jesus.
Mijo, mijo. She saw mijito. Look at this bed. Ahí está cama, mira.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.